ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 17, The Descent of the River Ganges, Verse number 13. Yatra deva pataya swai swair gana nayaker vihita maharana Sarvatu kusuma stabaka phala kishalya shiyaman yamana vitapa lata vitapi bir upashumbamana ruchira kana nashramayatan varshu gridronishu tatha chamala jalasheshu vikacha vividha nava vanaruha moda mudita राजहंस जल कुकुट कार्दव सारस चक्रावाक आदिभिर मधुकर निकराकृति भीर उपकुजे तिशु जल क्रीडादिभिर विचित्र विनोदे सुललित सुर सुंदरीनाम काम कलील विलासहास लीलावलोकाकृत्स मनोदृष्टे स्वयरम विहरंती Word to word meaning, yatraha, in those eight tracts of land, devpataya, the lords of the demigods, such as Lord Indra, sve sve, by their own respective, gana nayake, leaders of the servants, Vita, furnished with, Maharana, valuable gifts, such as sandalwood pulp and garlands, Sarvaritu, in all seasons, Kusumastabaka, of bunches of flowers, phala of fruits, kishalya shriya by the opulences of the shoots, anmayamana being bent down, vitapa whose branches, lata and creepers, Vita Pibhi, by many trees, Upasumbamana, being fully decorated, Ruchira, beautiful, Kanana, gardens, Ashram Ayatan, and many hermitages, Varshagri Dronishu, the valleys between the mountains, designating the borders of the tracts of land, tatha as well as cha also, amala jala ashyeshu, in lakes with clear water, vikacha just fructified, vivida varieties, navavanaruha amoda, by the fragrance of lotus flowers, mudita, enthused, rajhamsa, great swans, jala kukuta, waterfowl, karandava, aquatic birds called Karandavas. Sarasa cranes. Chakravaka adibi. By birds known as Chakravakas. And so on. Madhukar nikara akritibi. By the bumblebees. Upakujeteshu. Which were made to resound. Jal krida adibi. Such as water sports. Vichitra. Various. Vinode. By pastimes. Sulalita. Attractive. Sur sundarinam. Of the woman of the demigods. Kama. From lust. Kalila. Born. Vilasa. Pastimes. Hasa. Smiling. Leela avaloka. By playful glances. Akrishta manaha. Whose minds are attracted. Drishtaya. And whose vision is attracted. Swairam. Very freely. Viharanti. Engage in sportive enjoyment. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In each of those tracts of land, there are many gardens filled with flowers and fruits according to the season. And there are beautiful decorated hermitages as well. Between the great mountains, demarcating the borders of those lands, lie enormous lakes of clear water filled with newly grown lotus flowers. Aquatic birds such as swans, ducks, water chickens, and cranes become greatly excited by the fragrance of lotus flowers. And the charming sound of bumblebees fills the air. The inhabitants of those lands are important leaders among the demigods. Always attended by their respective servants, they enjoy life in gardens alongside the lakes. In this pleasing situation, the wives of the demigods smile playfully at their husbands and look upon them with lusty desires. All the demigods and their wives are constantly supplied with sandalwood pulp and flower garlands by their servants. In this way, all the residents of the 8 heavenly varshas enjoy, attracted by the activities of the opposite sex. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Here is a description of the lower heavenly planets. The inhabitants of those planets enjoy life in a pleasing atmosphere of clear lakes filled with newly grown lotus flowers and gardens filled with fruits, flowers, various kinds of birds and humming bees. In that atmosphere, they enjoy life with their very beautiful wives, who are always sexually stimulated. Nonetheless, they are all devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as will be explained in subsequent verses. The inhabitants of this earth also desire such heavenly enjoyment, but when they somehow or other achieve imitation pleasures like sex and intoxication, they completely forget the service of the Supreme Lord. In the heavenly planets, however, although the residents enjoy superior sense gratification, they never forget their positions as eternal servants of the Supreme Being. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we have been reading about Jambudvip, and this particular Jambudvip contains 9 varshas. Varshas are big tracts of land. So if we look at the geography of the universe from Srimad Bhagavatam and compare it with the modern scholars, we will find a vast difference. The geography of the universe, the space, the planets given in Srimad Bhagavatam as spoken by Sukadeva Goswami, as written by Srila Vyasadev, who has heard from Narad Muni, is authoritative. Narad Muni is traveling spaceman. He has traveled all over the universe and he has seen personally the various corners of the universe. And based on what he has seen, he has presented. And modern scholars, they sit in the terrace of their house with a telescope and they see the whole universe and they write. Now you tell me which we should believe. Somebody who has gone to America and come back, or somebody sitting in Mumbai with a durbin and seeing America and saying America is like this, America is like that. Whom should we believe? One who has gone. Narad Muni. So the message and the information in Srimad Bhagavatam is perfect. Is beyond mistakes. We may not understand it, that's fine, but we should not conclude that it is wrong. Just because we have understood our school syllabus, so we should not conclude it is wrong. We can try to seek understanding, take help. So this Jambudvip, it has this one Bharat Varsh, another 8 Varsh. And there is a very significant difference between this 8 and this 1. this one Bharatvarsh is a place for jivas to perform their karmas, their fruitive activities. Jivas means souls who are conditioned, souls who have material body, souls who come under the purview of karma. Our natural position, constitutional position, swarup, is Krishnera Nityadas, eternal servants of Krishna. But when by some miscalculation we come here, we come to conditioned platform, from constitutional platform to conditional platform. Conditional platform means we have some external conditions on us because of which we behave unnaturally. So our natural behavior is to serve Krishna. But there is an external condition of Maya, the three modes of material nature, which influences our consciousness, and our natural behavior is changed and we do unnatural behavior, which is to serve Maya. Just like air condition. That means some force is acting on the natural situation of the air, and the result is unnatural flow and temperature. So that is jiva, conditioned. So in conditional platform, we perform activities to maintain this material body. We perform activities to fulfill our material desires under the purview of time and three modes. And these activities are called karma. And if we do good karma, we get reward, sukha. If we do bad karma, we get punishment, dukkha. So reward for pious credit is in heavenly planets. Punishment for sinful activities is in Mumbai, local trains, is in hellish planets, Yamloka. So those who go to heavenly planets, Punya Atma, not all go. Generally if somebody dies, there is a Swargiya. In the newspaper also they will write, Swargiya, because it doesn't look good writing Narkiya. But all don't go to Swarga. Nowadays, the breaking news is that Narka is overcrowded. Kali Yuga. All don't go to Swarga. It's rare. So going to heavenly planets is for enjoyment, resulting from good karma. Sensual enjoyment, sense gratification, authorized sense gratification. Nice Nandan, Kanan, gardens, Apsaras, Somras. So these pious credits, they elevate a person for a temporary period of time, few thousands of years, in heavenly planets for enjoyment. These heavenly planets are divided into three categories. One is in the higher regions, where we hear Indra, Sachi, with Sachi and Varun, Vayu, they reside. Then above that Brahma, Maharlok, Taparlok. So there is higher planetary system, Swargaloka. Then in the middle, where Earth is, Bharatvarsh, this other eight Varsh are also heavenly planets. Not characterized by geography of heavenly planets, but characterized by a location where pious atmas get sense enjoyment. Then in lower planetary system also there is heavenly planet. Again not characterized by geography, characterized by the facility. What facility? That they get sense enjoyment. Like suppose the CBI arrests Prime Minister. So they put him in jail when the trial is going on. But they may not put him in TR jail. In his own bungalow, they may put their security. That's called house arrest. So somebody will say, "Achha to hai, jail mein baitha hai, apne bungalow mein." But actually he is in jail. Right? Location wise, it is still his address. But actually it is jail because the rules of jail are operating there. So the middle and the lower heavenly planets, location wise, they may not be heavenly. But the rules of heaven are applicable there. Like embassies. So there are three categories of heavens. Four categories. Three. The celestial heavenly planets, the middle, the lower. And we have one in Bombay. Heaven on earth. Just nearby. You are welcome to visit. Anyway, so these pious people who go to heavenly planets for so much enjoyment, when their position is over, but some pious credits are still left for enjoyment, they may come to this middle or lower heavenly planets. So these middle heavenly planets are these eight Varshas on Jambudvip, where there is full sense enjoyment without any reaction to that sense gratification. The reactions are only in Bharat Varsha. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Who said this? Newton. But where? All over universe? That he didn't say. It's not in these Varshas. So there, the living entities who reside, they are given the facility of bharpur, lots of sense enjoyment, lots of resources to enjoy, lots of sense objects, without any fear of distress arising out of sense gratification. And this verse is describing the standard of sense enjoyment. It says, clear gardens, gardens with flower and fruit, seasonal flower and fruit trees, then clear water of lake of clear water with blooming lotus flowers, fragrance coming around, and nice aquatic birds sporting in the lakes, beautiful hermitages, and bumblebees flying in the air making nice sound, and their very beautiful decorated wives. a materialist should be happy with these things. But our situation now in modern world is so degraded that in a city like Mumbai you don't find all this. Do you find gardens here, nice gardens? Find nice roads? No, you find roads. And people write to government, please make nice roads. They don't even want nice gardens. They want nice roads and nice flyovers. And instead of blooming seasonal flowers and fruits, there will be Maruti, Honda, colorful cars. And oh, this city is so vibrant, so nice, so much traffic jam, so nice. And instead of nice sound of the bumblebees, there is so much noise of blaring horns and so many people talking and railway moving and local trains moving. And there are no clear lakes, there is clear gutters all around Mumbai. So, it is we people who are responsible to create such a situation. The exploitation of Mother Nature, the exploitation of Krishna's living entities, the exploitation of our own human form of life leads to such degradation. But atmosphere, which is very natural, like we go to Juhu Beach, nice ocean, we feel so nice. Nature is such, we receive energy when we sit in front of ocean, mountain, waterfall, greener forest, lakes, sunrise, sunset, moonlight. We receive energy, we feel fresh. But you sit in front of TV, laptop, iPhone, you give energy. You get deranged, discharged. So Mother Nature is made in such a way that the jivas can receive inspiration to serve Krishna. So that should not be disturbed, destroyed, damaged by exploitative methods. And when that happens, then catastrophe happens. The reaction of Mother Nature is in the form of tsunami, earthquake, flood, no rain, diseases, and so many other consequences, terrible consequences are there. So these varshas, these heavenly planets, they are very attractive, very beautiful, very natural. And the demigods who stay here, they have very beautiful, attractive wives, and they have many servants who are very eager to serve them, offer them nice chandan, nice flowers, nice eatables, nice heavenly drinks, nice silken cloths, golden and diamond ornaments, and they enjoy life. But at the same time, while enjoying life in this way, sense gratification, they don't forget Krishna. Now this is unique. It is observed on this Bharat Varsha that when a conditioned soul is given a facility to enjoy sense objects, then he tends to forget Krishna. The more we get opulence, the more we get pride of possessing their opulence. The more we get false prestige and false identification of being the owners and the enjoyers of the world, which is opposite to Nityadas, Krishnaira Nityadas. So Maharani Kunti describes that Krishna gives himself to those who don't have anything. Akinchan, materially impoverished. The four opulences. What is that? Janma, good family birth, riches, wealth, beautiful, attractive body, and good material education. These are considered four opulences. Generally, a materialist possessing these four opulences doesn't develop a feeling of surrender to Krishna. So one who does not have this, who is materially impoverished, deen, akinchan, surrender to Krishna, is a proper candidate to receive love of Krishna. For the conditioned soul, these four are like fever, because they cover, they put conditions on the soul. Unhealthy situation. And when body is in fever, we should reduce it. But what are people doing? They are increasing the fever, trying to be more rich. Somebody has 10,000 salary, he is desiring 20,000. You go to the person who has 20,000, he will say, no, I want 50,000. Then you go to 50 wala, say, I want 1 lakh. Somebody has a bike, ask him, happy? No, I want a car. Somebody has a car, say, I want one more, bigger car. Somebody has 1 BHK, he is looking for 2 BHK. Somebody has 2 BHK, he is looking for 3 BHK. Sea facing flat he is looking for. Now he has gutter facing, so he is sea facing. That is called greed. The more we get, the more we want. But in all this, we are increasing the fever. We are increasing the bondage. But when a situation is unhealthy, we should be decreasing the fever, decreasing the bondage. So vairagya vidya, one should be renounced. One should not be hankering and attempting to procure more and more sense objects. More and more sense objects with us, possessed by us, is mode of passion. More things in the house, mode of passion. And people are so attached to the objects in the house. Some families, they do Diwali cleaning of the house. You know how? They open one drawer, remove all the contents, and put it in the next drawer. This pin, Janmashtami, it will be useful. This thread, my daughter's marriage, it will be useful. This object, how can I throw this? Maybe sometimes I will use it. We don't throw things out. That's not called cleaning. That's called shifting. So the attachment is so strong towards objects that we want to increase it. So these are sense objects, attractive to our five senses. So in this conditional life, when we want to develop Krishna consciousness, then we should develop this renunciation. Vairagya vidya, knowledge and renunciation. If we just develop opulence, it would be very difficult to serve Krishna. Sense gratification and Krishna consciousness, they don't go together. There have been rare instances where Krishna is awarded both, like Dhruva Maharaj, Priyavrat Maharaj. Krishna said to Dhruva Maharaj, you rule also and you will be pure devotee also. That tailor in Mathura, when he offered nice cloth ornaments to Krishna, Krishna blessed him. He said, you will get Sarupya Mukti. When you die, you will go to Vaikuntha, get the same Vishnu form, and till you die, you will have full sense gratification. You will have 5 active, strong senses, strong body, all opulences, you will enjoy life. Same thing he gave to the flower wala, Sudama. So Priyavrat Maharaj also. So this has been awarded, but this is not a regular feature. Because by nature, when we come into contact with sense objects, when we come in contact with matter, we get illusioned. We develop attachment. I, me, my, mine. Very powerful attachments, because of which we fail to surrender to Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur narrates a very nice story of a marriage party. The bridegroom with his relatives, they want to reach the other side of the river in the village for marriage early morning. So they sit in the boat and they tell the boatman, don't sleep, we need to reach next day morning. And they all sleep. Morning when they wake up, when there is sunlight, they are still at the same place. They said, the boatman, did you sleep? He said, no, I was rowing whole night. Then why didn't we move? Because the anchor, we forgot to lift the anchor. That is called attachment. So we have like this anchor, we have attachment. If we don't cut those, we will not go forward. There are 5 anchors to every human body. 5 attachments. A, attachment to the body. Body and relatives of the body. Very attached. B, attachment to the property. The things related to the body. C, attachment to the land of birth. Desh prem. Attachment to the land of birth, Desh Bhakti, nationalism. Then D, attachment to science. We are completely surrendered to scientists. And E, attachment to so-called religion. Worldly religion. So these are 5 powerful attachments. So if we increase our opulence, our attachments also increase. But in this Varshas, they have all sense objects, but still they don't forget Krishna. Mixed. Constitutional activity also, and conditional activity. Spiritual world, only constitutional activity. Lower karmis, only conditional activity. This is mixed. Not best, but better than conditional life. This is mixed. So for us, we should remove this attachment, we should pray to Krishna to cut these attachments so that we can easily sail forward in Krishna consciousness. So those who have desire for sense enjoyment and desire for Krishna is a mixed life. And they go to such heavenly planets where they get to worship Krishna and they also get sense enjoyment. These demigods, even though they are so much absorbed in sense enjoyment, but whenever they have trouble, whenever they have distress, a problem, they approach Krishna. Indra again and again approaches Krishna for help. When Krishna is in Dwarka, Indra came because Narakasura, Bhaumasura was giving him trouble. And Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Bali Maharaj, whenever they have trouble, they approach Krishna. That is a devotee. In problem, we should go to Krishna. When we are in distress, we should go to Krishna. When we are in trouble, we should go to Krishna. When everything is fine, we should go to Krishna. That is a devotee who always likes to go to Krishna. Seek His help, seek His blessings, seek His shelter. And that way we can perfect our life. So even though this varsha people have sense enjoyment, they have superior sense gratification, but they don't forget that we are Krishnera Nityadas. We are servants of Krishna. So they very opulently perform service to Krishna. They are very opulent temples, very big beautiful deities, and very opulent aartis, opulent Sankirtan programs, and opulent festivals. Very beautiful they have. So they are very much engaged in Krishna's service. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, we may take. Yeah. Mike?
Hare Krishna Babuji, thank you very much. You have shown us desire also to go to heavenly planets. Little bit. Prabhuji, my question is that I heard that so many demigods they pray that we wanted to come to earthly planet so that we can perform devotional service. How come you say that in the heavenly planets also there are festivals and
earth is a place where there is balance of sukha and dukkha. When there is more sukha, a person forgets Krishna. When there is more dukkha, he can't remember Krishna. Like Yamraj's court. But when there is balance, it's easy. Another point is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, gave Harinam here, and there is book distribution here. So they want to come to earthly planets and get the benefit. Harinam is so powerful that just by one holy name, millions of lifetimes of sinful reactions can be eradicated. This was inaugurated here in Bharat Varsha. So it's very great. In spite of all these mistakes, faults in Kali Yuga, this is very great. So even the demigods want to come here and chant and dance. Okay.
So Prabhuji, if some demigods they are not into the enjoyment in heavenly planets, but they sincerely render their service. So is there the chance they will go
from there? They can get liberated, or there they can get promoted to Brahmaloka, and again in Brahmaloka they perform pure devotional service, and they go to Vaikuntha. Not necessary they have to come down. From there also they can go. And why heavenly planets there are no festivals? There are festivals. Heavenly planets also Bhagavatam class goes on. There Bhagavatam has 1 lakh verses. We have 18,000 verses. When Sukadeva Goswami was going to Parikshit Maharaj to speak Bhagavatam, Indra came down. And he told Sukadeva Goswami, why are you going to Parikshit Maharaj to speak Bhagavatam? You come to heavenly planets and do Bhagavad Katha there. You know, donation vagera jyada rehta hai udhar. You come there and we will host you very nicely. You don't go to Parikshit Maharaj. Sukadeva Goswami said, no, my duty is there, I will go to Parikshit Maharaj. Because that snake bird, Taksha, is going to come and kill him. Indra said, I'll give you Amrut to Parikshit Maharaj. How much snakes come, nothing will happen to him. Sukadeva Goswami said, no, if you want to hear, you come there. So it's like that. So there also it goes on. Very opulent worship goes on.
So with this reference, what you say story, so how come Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita that Shrinam Shrine Punya Mruti Loke Vishanti. So this is for those who wanted to desire to go to heavenly planets, and they enjoy, if they enter to the enjoyment in the heavenly planet, they will come to, otherwise they will go.
There is lots of enjoyment, so much enjoyment the person becomes illusioned. Like we see in this world, those who are very rich and very opulent, they don't sit in Bhagavatam classes. They become illusioned by their wealth. They purchase thousands of things in the house and whole day they spend behind their maids to clean everything in the house, which they don't use only. Busy. Right? So the opulence is so much that they don't get time for Krishna. More sukha, more dukkha. Extreme conditions. Balance is better. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
The inhabitants of these eight Varshas, they have facility for sense enjoyment. But the only difference is they do not forget Krishna, correct? But even in their case, at the time of leaving their body, they should remember Krishna, isn't it? Then only they will go to spiritual world. Am I
yeah,
correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Mike. No? I thought you raised your hand.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, you said there are three places where heavenly planets are there. That is higher planetary system, and even within this Jambudvip, the eight other Varshas are heavenly, and even there are subterranean heavenly planets. So my question is that in the further descriptions, it says that the Bhumandal has seven islands, of which the center portion is Jambudvip. So the other dvipas, which are concentrated to the Jambudvip, they are also heavenly, or they are, they are also like earthly Bharatvarsha, or they are like other varshas of this Jambudvip?
There is a detailed description of Jambudvip, so we know the categories of varshas existing there. That details is not there about other dvipas. So they may have mixed. We don't know. I don't know. Not read. Other dvipas, these details are not given. Jambudvip is given.
Okay. Also in the previous verse or to this verse, it was telling that the life of the people living in this other varshas are like of those lived in Treta Yuga. So my question is like this cycle of yugas, that is Satyuga, Dwapar Yuga, Treta Yuga and Kali Yuga. Is it only applicable to the Bharat Varsha, or is it applicable to the whole Jambudvip or Bhumandal, or till where it is applicable?
No, is it? Does it say that the life is like Treta Yuga?
Yes, the previous verse to this one says.
Huh?
Life.
Thus, the standard of pleasure for the residents of these heavenly regions is exactly like that of the human beings who live during Treta Yuga. You heard this? You heard? So it says the standard of pleasure is same as the people who used to live in Treta Yuga. In Treta Yuga, the standard of pleasure was such that if you do sense gratification, you will not have much trouble. So in this Varshas, they do sense gratification and they don't have much distress out of that.
So this Kali Yuga is applicable, I mean the cycle
applicable
of
to everyone.
Only to other Varshas?
Yeah, yeah, applicable. The influence is less or more depends on the three modes of material nature. The higher planets are in mode of goodness. So the Kali's effect will be less. Kali's effect is more where four regulative principles are broken. Okay? Yeah.
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 Guruji, we are telling that this karma is only in earthly planet, in this Bharat Varsha. But then we see that in so many incidences, the inhabitants of heavenly planets also undergo so many different activities they perform, and then they are cursed. Sometimes they fall down. I mean, they take some lower species birth. So what are those, means if they are not karma,
that
how
is,
to understand it?
That is not regular feature. Not that they are not karma. They generally, what they do, Let me finish this. See, like animals, they act on instinct. That is also karma. But basically they don't have reaction. If a lion kills a deer, he doesn't have a reaction of murder. If he needs breakfast, one rabbit, and he happens to kill two rabbits, extra murder, he would not be punished for that. Because they act on instinct. Okay? So in the same way, in the higher planetary system, demigods, they just get enjoyment. So they don't get any reaction for that karma. But still there are some rules applicable there, being an organized society. So if they break those rules, then they get reaction to that.
It's not like general karma.
No. Some rules are applicable. Like Brihaspati is there, Indra's spiritual master. Indra should respect him. And anything else Indra does is fine. But one day Indra was seeing some dance and Brihaspati came and he said, "Baad mein milenge." Brihaspati got angry, you know. So he cursed him. Because he disrespected, he didn't follow the etiquette. So some rules are applicable. But general routine, like if you go in the jail, there is general routine, you know. If you do that, you don't get any extra punishment for that. If you break small. But if you break a major rule, then you get extra punishment. Because you already punished, what more punishment they will give? So demigod planet is already a reaction of pious credits. So you are just taking it. You are just getting the reaction. So you finish it and come to earth planet. Whatever you have done, earth planet will be taken care of. Okay?
One more question.
Yeah.
Like, you just mentioning in the lecture that even in the heavenly planets when the inhabitants are enjoying, when there is a full scope of enjoyment, much more higher to earthly planets, still they don't forget Krishna. But we don't hear of those things much in Bhagavatam or any other scriptures. Like mostly when what we hear happening in heavenly planets is that they are engaged in some different activity, like just you mentioned about Indra. He was engaged in dance, looking at dance, and then he did not pay respect to his spiritual master. Like that there are so many instances given. But we never hear that.
Because Bhagavatam is for our learning. So what mistakes demigods do, we learn. We should not do this. And positive things if we have to learn, Bhagavatam gives examples of liberated acharyas like Narad Muni, Sukhdev Goswami, Prahlad Maharaj. Because we want to learn positive things, how to perform devotional service. We don't want to learn from demigods how to perform devotional service because they are mixed. And plus, if you look more carefully at Bhagavatam, you will find every incarnation of Krishna, Indra, Brahma, Shiva and other demigods are praying. When Krishna came to Daksha Yajna, Indra is praying, Brahma is praying, Shiva is praying. All the demigods are praying. Gandharvas are praying, Kim Purushas are praying, Satyalok Vasis are praying. Right? When Krishna comes as Varaha Avatar, demigods are playing. Vamandev, Narsingha Dev, Indra is there. Right? You need to look at close at those verses also, where every incarnation of Krishna, Indra, Brahma, Shiva are present. And they are around him with folded hands. So, this is first proof that Indra is so close to Krishna, that every incarnation is present. And plus, when incarnation happens in this planet, so what happens here is mentioned. But when the incarnation goes back, he goes back via heavenly planets. So that the demigods receive him, they worship him, they serve him. So there are much, much nice festivals in heavenly planets also. They are very great devotees. Don't conclude Indra's character based on few events in his life. He is higher than us. He is much higher than us. He is much superior to us. He directly seen Krishna. Okay? Offer your obeisances to him.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
As we know, Krishna is real, okay? But we still run for materialist world. and we don't believe that much in Krishna. When we have money, we enjoy it. We don't really believe in Krishna sometimes. Eventually, how we should come to know that, okay, this is not the real world of ours, this is not material world is ours, because one day you have to leave everything and go. I mean, how to convince...
So we have small faith, you are saying?
No, I do have faith.
Yeah.
But small. Still, I am running for daily to daily basis on earning money.
So, whatever faith we have to increase it. And we can increase this faith by chanting and hearing. Just like a small seed is there, if you put water, then the seed will grow into a plant and eventually fruit will come. So we have a small seed of faith, bhakti lata bij, in the heart. If you be in association of devotees, chant and hear Hare Krishna Mahamantra and Srimad Bhagavatam, then that bij will sprout, a creeper will come out, and finally it will give love of Godhead, Krishna Prem. That is 100% faith, mature faith. So this is the process. In association of devotees, you keep hearing, keep chanting, and the seed will fructify to love. So to increase this faith, we have to chant, we have to hear, we have to be in association of devotees.
But we don't see results as such, as we see in materialized world. Like we do hard work, we do get something. In that case, as in Krishna, means we are doing the things, but we are not realizing, means at what level we are.
We get results. You see all these brahmacharis, from pant shirt to saffron dress, from good hairs to takla. This is not result. Who will do this? This is ordinary? Do you think this is ordinary?
This is not ordinary.
How many people can do this? Huh? We have brahmacharis who are very highly educated. They can earn lakhs of rupees, nice families, nice career, nice education, but they left everything and sitting here. This is not the result?
Yeah, this is the
result. This is the result. So you're welcome, you be among us. And more than that, you can see result in your life. Early morning you are sitting here. There can be so many things you could have done. You can watch TV, you can read newspapers, you can sit, sleep in the house. Right? Because there is some taste. So if you continue doing this, you will develop. We all will develop.
Yeah,
chanting and hearing is very powerful. Just going in front of Radharas Bihari and praying is very powerful. Lots of results are there. Okay?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. In the last verse, it was mentioned that the ladies there get pregnant only once during their long life. So do they have the physical body like earthly women? Only those can conceive the pregnancy. So do they have the flesh body?
They have some body. But I don't know the chemical composition. I was never curious till that area.
And those who are very pious on earth, they go to such planets. Pious means they would be practicing at least four regulative principles and mode of goodness, so they go there. But once they go there, the things which were restricted themselves here, like womanizing and intoxication, it is freely available there. So after doing all this austerity, they are offered such thing, and when they finish their lifetime in the heaven, their subtle body is used to those things, and when they again reborn on the earth, they will naturally tend to do those things.
The
like aristocratic family.
The sense enjoyment which they do there, the intoxication which they consume there, is still in mode of goodness. It's not of this category. It is not in mode of ignorance. It is still in mode of goodness. That is first point. And second point is that The subtle body is used to anything. But once the subtle body comes into the gross body, then automatically the orientation happens. Like now I have a desire to fly, but this body has no wings. But if this subtle body goes into a bird body, because the bird body has wings, automatically the orientation will happen and that desire can be executed. But from bird body again I come back to this body, the desire of fly is still there, but the capacity is not there in the body. So automatic orientation happens. So I don't try jump from the terrace and see it. Right? Automatically the orientation happens. Right? So this orientation happens when the body is changed. When the soul go from one body to another body, this orientation happens. So that should not be a problem.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mike.
You had mentioned that there are five types of attachments. So the fourth one is attachment to science. In this age we know science is very prominent, but in the earlier ages, you know, so when we see of science, what does it mean? Does it mean manipulating matter?
Yeah, there was manipulating matter. There was manipulating bows and arrows, mantras. They used to have mantras to fulfill their desires. That is science. Vedic science was there. Arjuna used sound weapons, fire weapons, water weapons. So now we have only fire weapons. Now scientists are not so much. Earlier there was much higher science. Then Shukracharya had Sanjeevani Bhuti and he had more medical, better medical science than now. No side effects. Ayurvedic was there, astrology is there. There was much higher science. Pushpak Viman was there, traveling with the speed of the mind, without driver. We have computer-controlled mechanisms in cars. That was already from mind. Up till now, nobody has found how mind interacts with the body. They were having technology based on that. Much higher. Present science is just nuts and bolts. Not much. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.